And we're live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Smoky Mountain High School, where we have the semifinal rounds of the Mountain 8 Conference Tournament. You have Kevin Lowry with me. You've got the Bug Man, Mark Stevenson. Maybe that should be Roach Coach. One of those. And we got Mama T back in the studio bringing you all the action. So, Mark, we've got semifinal round here. We've got our Pisgah Bears, Lady Bears, here in this first game this afternoon against the rival Tuscola.
Yeah, it's kind of an odd start time here. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it seems really early. Got a weird atmosphere to me right now, but yeah, ready to kick it off here against our rivals and see if we can't get into the championship.
Yeah, the thing I like about this, Mark, is we had a 4 o'clock start time Thursday, so our young ladies are a little bit more used to this new early start time.
Right, and it matters. I'm telling you, the feel of the game, it does matter.
Yeah, and folks, it's time for our Keys to the Game, sponsored by Jack Webb, Senior Financial Advisor with First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact that comprehensive financial planning may have on your goals or needs. Call 452-6314 for a free consultation. That's First Citizens Wealth and Management, member FINRA, SIPC, and SEC registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. So, Mark, what is your keys to the game tonight?
Well, I think, as always, it's important to get off to a good start. Two times we've played these ladies. Obviously, our records are much better, but at Tuscola, we let them hang around. I think it gave them good confidence. I think that they feel like they can play with us, and they have a much improved team. But I think it's really important for us to get out of the gates right here and put some separation and make our free throws, as I always like to see us do. But, yeah, let's just take care of the basketball and focus on the championship.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. And mine is composure. Tuscola's going to come out and try to make this a very physical game. They average about 45 points a game. We average about 68 points a game.
Right.
So they want to slow this thing down, make it ugly in basketball terms. And we've got to keep our composure here early because they're going to make it physical early and often.
Absolutely. Yeah, and they did a good job of that when we played them at Tuscola, too, because like I say, there was a couple times you feel like we were getting ready to pull off, and just all of a sudden, they're back within 6 or 7 points. So.
Yeah, so folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio. When we come back, we'll have the tip-off of this semifinal matchup between your Lady Bears and the Lady Mountaineers from Tuscola. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teens used Honda. That's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
We're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Smoky Mountain High School. Mark, just listen to the national anthem. That always is a great indication that we are ready to get this semifinal matchup ready to go here.
Absolutely, man. It's all set, ready to go. We've got a lot of black and red on one side here and a lot of black and gold on the other side. Always special when these two teams meet.
Yes, so the number one seed Lady Bears will be in their white jerseys with red numbers, gray trim here tonight. The number five seed with an upset win over Smoky Mountain in the first round, Tuscola Mountaineers, are in their black jerseys with yellow trim and white numbers.
Yep, doing the starting lineups now. Get ready to announce the Tuscola starting lineup. Number 00 for Tuscola, Gwen Schick, freshman. Next is number 4, the junior, Julia Wells, leading Tuscola in scoring.
A senior, number 13, Kendall Williamson.
Senior, number 13, Kendall Williamson.
A senior, number 14, Avery Roden.
Number 14, Avery Roden. And number 21, Vesper Forbes, a sophomore.
Yeah, so those Tuscola Mountaineers, Lady Mountaineers, come in at 12-11 here.
Yeah.
Now, Mark.
Coached by Heath Sutton. We was talking a little earlier. He's only got 8 players this year, but I'm telling you, he's done a phenomenal job with these girls.
He has.
Competing.
They're competing hard with low numbers.
Yes. All right, now we're getting ready to have a lineup for our Lady Bears.
Number 10,
senior Macy Devlin.
A senior, number 11, Chandler Lowry.
Another senior, number 11, Chandler Lowry, coming in, leading the Bears at 14.8 a game. Another senior, number 13, Bailey Connor.
A sophomore, number 14, Scout Ballou.
Sophomore, number 14, Scout Ballou.
Senior, number 25, Kylie Leonard.
And number 25, senior Kylie Leonard. So there's how they're set up. Got Scout Blue getting the start now since Jay Cody's been out.
And Mark, our Bears, Lady Bears, are now 24-1 on the season.
Wow.
Really high seed in the RPI. Right now they're sitting at number 3 overall. That would be number 2 on the 4A West. So big game for them to make sure they hold on to that home court advantage to the playoffs.
Yes, really important. Looking forward to seeing 4 home games there. Hopefully that's the way it turns out. So we set the tip here. It's going to be Scout Blue against Wells. Tipping it. It's up. And Tuscola's going to control the tip. Pass over to the right corner. Back to the top of the key at the elbow. Number 14 to up. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded by 21. No good. Kylie Leonard from Pisgah comes away with the rebound. Devlin's pushing down the right side. Back to the top of the key to Chandler Lowry, who sets the offense. Chandler over to the left to Scout. Down to Bailey Connor. Bailey looking down, pass down low to Kylie Leonard on the cut and a layup. Kylie Leonard. Great cut right there, Kevin.
That was a great cut. Great pass. Entry pass by Bailey Connor out there.
Tuscola brings it back down. Pisgah trapping in the half court. Causes Tuscola to turn it over. So it's going to be Pisgah basketball. Going back the other way.
Yeah, and that quick, Mark, we have a timeout on the court, and this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. Coach Sutton wanting a timeout there after the turnover to talk. New little wrinkle. I haven't seen them go into a zone against us all year.
Right.
And we kind of exposed it there. So I expect them to come out in a man-to-man like they've been in the past.
Yeah, it didn't take him long to realize he didn't like the way that looked. So he got his quick timeout with only 40 seconds into the game.
If not, you know, they're talking about the screen that Scout set on their center and had Kylie come across for the open layup, and they do stay in the zone as we come out.
All right, so Pisgah inbounds it. Chandler's bringing it up across half court over to the left to Scout Blue. Scout looking for the cutters. Dribbles right, passes over to Devlin. Devlin hits Chandler Lowry on the baseline underneath. Chandler back out to Devlin. Over to Connor. Connor hits Chandler in the middle. Another easy shot right there. Great job. We're hitting the cutters. We're moving well without the basketball. Tuscola brings it up now. Another turnover. Chandler Lowry in for layup, and she's going to be fouled from behind. So she'll go to the free throw line for two Messmer Insurance free throws.
And these Messmer Insurance free throws are brought to you by Messmer Insurance. They bring insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
So Chandler's first free throw is up and good. Second free throw is up and is also good. So the lead now is 6-0 Pisgah with 6:45 to go in the first quarter. Trapping them in the full court press now. Tuscola trying to get it across half court. Going to be another turnover. Kylie Leonard comes up with a steal. She's looking for help. Down to the right side to Devlin in the corner to Chandler. Chandler dribbles around. Cross court pass to Connor. Back to Devlin. Devlin back over to Connor. Back out front to Chandler Lowry now. Looking for the cutters. Over to Betty Connor, who passes it in. Inside, gets the loose ball. Tuscola comes away with a steal. And Wells is bringing it down the right side, straight in for the layup. No good. And looks like could have been a tie up there, but
yeah, rebounded by Kendall Williamson, but Bailey Connor tied it up there. They didn't give us the call.
Nope.
And possession will remain with Tuscola here underneath their own basket.
Yep. Double zero. Schick misses the shot. And it looks like it's going to be off of Tuscola out of bounds, so it's going to be Pisgah basketball.
It's a good start by our Lady Bears here, up 6-0 here with 5:59 left in the first period, Mark.
Yes. All right, so Chandler has the ball, bringing it up, just crosses half court over to Connor. Connor into the corner to Devlin. Back to Connor. Back to Chandler. Chandler, good pass into the middle to Scout. Kylie Leonard picks it up, drives. No good. Rebound by Chandler. No good. And it's going to be out of bounds to Tuscola. So a lot of cutting and good passes on the interior so far.
Yeah, we're really pounding it inside right now, Mark.
Yep. So here we are in a three-quarter court press. Trapped out front. It's going to be almost, nope. Looks like it's going to be a tie-up. Ball's on the floor. They're really slow to blow the whistle on jump balls. Pizzer comes up with a steal. Chandler Lowry down, pass inside to Scout. And Scout's going to lose it out off of her foot, out of bounds. Tuscola basketball. So 5:11 remaining, first quarter, 6-0 Pisgah. Tuscola bringing it up against the trap, knocked away. Still remains Tuscola basketball.
Yeah, this 1-2-2 three-quarter court press here is really bothering Tuscola early, Mark.
It really is. It's they really don't have room to breathe with this thing. So Tuscola cross half court. Number 14 is driving in for the layup. It is blocked. And it's going to be off of Tuscola. Pisgah basketball.
Good job by Macy coming over to get the block.
Really was.
On Avery Rotten. Yeah.
So now Chandler walks it up, coming across half court, over to Connor. Connor back over to Devlin. Devlin down to the left side to Ballou. Ballou into the corner to Connor. Back to Ballou on the drive. Missed the layup. It was a great give and go. Tuscola comes up with the rebound and then loses it. So it's going to be Pisgah ball under our own basket. Yeah, Kevin, you're right, man. This defense is swarming.
I think Tuscola so far has got off, you know, two or three shots, but they've got three turnovers as well.
Chandler's going to inbound it underneath the goal. She looks out, gets it out to Macy, over to the back to the corner to Chandler for the three-pointer. He's up and good. Chandler Lowry with the three-pointer from the corner. 9-0 Bears. Tuscola trying to bring it up. They break the pressure this time. Wells drives. And she's going to be fouled. So Julia Wells will go to the free throw line for Tuscola to shoot two.
Yeah, and I'm not sure about that foul, but certainly they're going to call it a little tight right now on us.
Her first free throw is no good off the back of the rim. So Wells is going to have one more free throw. 4:23 to go first quarter. Second one is good. That makes the lead 9-1, Pisgah. Chandler Lowry bringing the ball up over to the corner to Connor. Cross court to Devlin, who takes the three-pointer. Oh, in and out. Rebounded by Tuscola. And looked more like a tie-up, but I think he's going to get us with a foul right there.
Yeah, now they've gotten real tight on the whistle as we've got out to a 9-0 lead, Mark.
Yeah, we've had a few questionable jump balls. I thought it should have been, but...
Yeah, they were calling it real loose early. Weren't even giving us the jump balls. Now they're calling anytime we tie it up.
Yep, Tuscola brings the ball up, breaks the press. It's going to be stolen by Lowry. She's bringing it up, looking down the left side, and Wells with a steal. Tuscola's coming back the other way, driving all the way in as Wells up with a shot. No good. 21 with the rebound and puts it back. 9-3 Pisgah. 3:50 to go first quarter. Chandler Lowry is going to bring it up now. Over to Devlin. Devlin cross court to Connor. Connor looking inside to Chandler. Chandler back out. Looks like Marcos is in the game now. Devlin with another three, and it's good. Macy Devlin with a three. It's going to make it 12-3, Pisgah. Another near steal. Tuscola bringing it up. Gets it across half court now. Over to the right side. She's driving into the lane. Up, and with a little floater there is good by number 14, Roten. And just like that, we're back down, and Marcos with the layup. You can't go to sleep on us. We're going to push the ball for you. Another steal by Marcos, and she's going to lose it out of bounds. Your score is 14-5, Pisgah. 3 minutes, 2 seconds to go, first quarter. And, Kevin, we get down to the court just as quick as anybody sees.
If we get the rebound, you better be getting back because we get people up the court, and then we've got guards like Chandler and Macy that will find you racing up the court.
Yes. Ball down in the left side. Connor's got it. Back out front to Marcos. Marcos over to the right. To Blue. Lauren Blue is now in the game. Chandler drives. Ball is batted away. Julia Wells comes up with a steal. She drives to the basket. No good. Rebounded by 25. No good. Chandler comes up with a loose ball. Pass out ahead to Devlin. Bounce passes to Marcos. She dribbles it out. They're going to say she stepped on the out of bounds line. So it's going to be turned over to Tuscola. And we have Lauren Ballou in the game now for the Bears. Tuscola doing a little better job of breaking the press now. They've got it across. Ship drives down to the left side. Julia Wells takes it baseline and pins the ball between the rim and the backboard for a jump ball.
Yeah, you don't see that on a layup very often.
Not very often. The ball is still stuck there.
She drove baseline going up for a layup with her right hand and pinned it in between the glass and the rim.
And it is really jammed in there. They might all put some air in that ball. All right, so finally, folks, we have the ball dislodged from the rim and the backboard. It's going to be Pisgah basketball. Pisgah inbounds it. Blue inbounds it to Chandler Lowry. Chandler brings it up, crosses half court, left to Macy Devlin, back out to Marcos at the top of the key, over to Connor, down into the corner to Chandler Lowry, who drives baseline, puts up the floater, no good, rebounded by 14 for Tuscola. And here come the Mountaineers back the other way and throw it away. Throw it away into the corner.
And they're trying to push the pace.
They are. So, Kevin, they're breaking the press a little better now, but they're not making really good decisions down here when they get across. Pisgah applying the pressure. So Chandler brings it back up. She's over to Blue, inside to Scout Blue, who takes the shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. No good. Rebounded by Tuscola. Schick bringing the ball up the floor for the Mountaineers. Down to the right side, into the right corner to Wells. Wells back to the top of the key. We're looking. We're back in our zone. 25 drives. Basket's up. It's good by Tuscola. Makes it 14-7. Bears with 1:20 to go first quarter. Chandler with the ball at the top of the key. Thought about the three. Ballou's going to put the three up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Over to Kylie Leonard. Kylie back out. Throws it away. Chandler's Chandler's going to pick up the foul, and I agree with her. She does not like that call, and neither do I.
Yeah, that was a pretty touch foul he called there. That's big. It gets two on Chandler right now.
Yep.
So she's going to have to be very careful here in the second quarter.
You don't see much emotion out of Chandler, and when you do get a little emotion, you know it's probably not a really good call. Tuscola now with the ball. Down on the block, drive baseline, shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Molly Watson. Molly's going to bring it up as she comes into the game here now. Molly's ball out up top, picks up her dribble over to Blue. Blue on the right side, into Kylie Leonard, who spins, puts up a shot, no good, gets a rebound, and that's good. So Kylie Leonard with a bucket off of the rebound. 16-7, Pisgah. Tuscola trying to get it across half court. They do pass inside, blocked by Leonard. Tuscola with the rebound. 14's driving to the lane, throws up a floater.
Oh, my.
They're going to call a foul here.
So that's the second on Kylie as well.
Kind of another questionable call. Number 14 for Tuscola, Roten in the line, misses the first free throw. Subs coming in. Bailey Connor back in for Kylie Leonard. So one more shot now for Roten with 17.1 seconds to go in the first quarter. Shot is up and doesn't touch anything, so it's going to be Pisgah ball. It's up 16-7. 17.1 seconds. Tuscola will pick it up, kind of a little half-court trap here. Ball down in the corner. Marcos back to Watson. Over to Connor to Ballou for the three-pointer. And it's good. So Lauren Ballou with a three-pointer from the corner as the buzzer goes off to end the first quarter. As your Pisgah Bears are going to be leading 19-7 at the end of one, Kevin.
With that, we're going to send it back to the studio. When we come back, we'll have the second quarter action. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back here live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Smoky Mountain High, where your Pisgah Bears lead 19-7 over the Lady Mountaineers coming into the second quarter, Mark.
Yeah, kind of a fast and furious first quarter there. A lot of defensive pressure by Pisgah, causing a lot of turnovers, and able to extend this to a 12-point lead. So as Tuscola inbounds the ball here at half court, start the second quarter. Wells dribbles down to the left side, throws the pass off of Chandler's knee. Still going to be Tuscola ball. Down in the corner. Pisgah set in their zone. Ball inbound is back to the left side. Driving to the lane. Stolen by Marcos. And there's going to be a reach-in foul on Tuscola.
Well, that's the one we didn't want because they took the layup away from us.
Yep. That was a fast break killer right there. So it's going to be Pisgah ball. Lauren Blue is going to inbound this to Chandler. Chandler walks it up across half court. Over to Lauren Blue, who drives the lane. Kicks it back out. And pass Bailey Connor out of bounds. So turnover Pisgah. Going to be Tuscola ball. Okay, picking them up. Looks like three-quarter court again here. A little 1-2-2 press. Trapping on the side. Great trap. Right where you want to trap, too. I tell you, when you get right across the half-court line, that gives you an extra defender in the half-court line. Tuscola inbounds it. Back to Wells. She passes into the elbow. The 14 spin move. Shot is up and good. So 19 to 9 now. Pisgah pass ahead. Stolen by Tuscola.
That sounded good transition defense by Tuscola.
It was. They really got back that time. Schick bringing the ball across half court for Tuscola. Pass in the lane. Layup is missed. Rebounded by Scout Blue to Chandler. Chandler pass across to the cutting Connor.
Oh, man, that should have been an and one.
Yes. So Bailey Connor was cutting down the left side. Chandler's found her for the layup. She makes the layup. Oh, they didn't give her the layup.
No, they waved it off, said it was on the floor.
Wow. Okay. So in DeMarcos, missed the layup. Chandler with the rebound. Chandler into Scout. Scout to Marcos, who drives baseline right side, kicks it out over Chandler's head, a little too high for her there. So that's going to be a turnover. Going back to Tuscola. 6:40 left in the second quarter. Tuscola bringing the ball across half court. Left side, back to the top. Over to the right to Wells, down to the corner. 14 drives, trying to drop baseline, nowhere to go. The pass goes through, and they give it. Schick is going to get the three-pointer after the pass made it through the lane somehow there. So Chandler's bringing it back this way. Connor, Blue to Marcos. Marcos back to the top of the key to Bailey, to Chandler. Thinks about the three. Passes back to the left side to Marcos. Chandler now tries to drive at the elbow. Bailey Connor with the pass in the lane to Chandler. Off the back of the rim. And it's going to be out of bounds to Tuscola.
So a quick 5-0 run here by Tuscola to get the score to 19-12 here with 5:51 left in the second period.
Yeah, they don't go away. They keep battling. Tuscola's going to bring it up now. Just a halt across half court now. The right side to Wells, who's going to take a long two. Foot was on the line, so that'll be a two-pointer by Wells, making your score 19-14, Pisgah, with 5.5 minutes to go. So we're yet to score in this half or in this quarter. Cross to Devlin's got it to the right side. Chandler's going to take the three. It's up and off the back of the iron. Rebound is down, and it's going to be tied up. Jump ball. It's going to belong to Pisgah.
Yeah, the Tuscola fans are complaining, but I think the foul count right now is 6-3.
Right.
The other way.
Pisgah's got the ball underneath their own goal, and it's going to go off of Macy Devlin's hands, out of bounds. Turn over to Tuscola. The clock is still running for some reason.
They haven't figured out to turn the clock off.
Yep. So Tuscola is going to throw it out of bounds to the other side.
And that pressure gets to them again.
It does.
I think our young ladies are a little frustrated with the foul count and have taken a little bit of pressure off defensively.
Right. Pisgah down with the ball again. Inside to Kylie Leonard, who makes a spin move on the block. Off the board and good. Kylie Leonard making the Bears up 21-14. Stolen by Macy Devlin on the press. Down the right side. Scoop shot layup and good. And just like that, four unanswered points for Pisgah, which they are known for. Going to be another turnover here, it looks like. Nope. Going to go out of bounds off of Pisgah's. Off of Chandler's foot, remain Tuscola. And just like that, Tuscola's going to get a timeout. Two quick turnovers. He wants to talk about this one again.
Yeah, so after that quick 7-0 run, Pisgah with four unanswered points of their own to get the score back to 9. And that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle of one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So was that a timeout by Coach Sutton again?
It was, yep.
That's his second.
I think he's seeing, you know, we talk about this three-quarter court press that we run, that even when we don't get a turnover, it's hard for them to get the ball up. But, man, I'm telling you can see right there, they are capable of creating three or four turnovers in a row. And just like that, you've been up 8 or 10 points. So
Yeah, and I think that's what you've seen. I think the foul counts dictated us getting in passing lanes, and now we just turned up the pressure again.
Yeah. All right, so Tusco inbounds it. Ball just across half court. Schick with the ball out front. Looking at Wells inside. Wells is going to throw it out of bounds. It's going to be Pisgah basketball now. So another turnover. And Chandler Lowry is going to walk it up. So looking left side to Connor. Connor looking back to the top to Devlin. Devlin back to Connor. Connor's going to take the three. Up, no good. Rebounded by Tuscola. And they're bringing the ball down the right side. Wells looking to dribble and penetrate into the lane. Spin, shot up, no good. Gets her own rebound. Blocked, but Tuscola gets the rebound and puts it back in. 23-16 Pisgah. Chandler Lowry with the ball out front. Over to Devlin. Back to Connor. Into the corner. Chandler Lowry with the three. In and out. Rebounded by Tuscola. And Schick brings it up for Tuscola. Into the elbow. Good pass down low. Somebody lost an assignment there. And the 21 for Tuscola makes it 23-18. Pisgah with the ball. Bailey Connor out front over the left of Chandler. Chandler thinks about the three. She's looking. She's driving in the lane. Kicks it out to Devlin. Devlin back over to Kylie Leonard, who drives baseline and is fouled.
That's going to send Kylie Leonard to the free throw line for two more Pisgah free throws that are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
So Coach Sutton called that timeout to kind of stop the little run that was going on. And then,
oh, Lord, they say that is on the floor.
What?
That's the second one. Not real sure about Mark.
Wow, okay. They got the whistle, and I don't. So Chandler's going to inbound it to Kylie under the goal. Layup comes off the backside, rebounded by Tuscola. Tuscola brings the ball down left side. Back to the top of the key, pass into the elbow, back to the right side, Wells for the three, air ball, rebounded by Bailey Connor, up to Chandler. Chandler drives in the lane, kicks it back to Blue for the three, off the back iron, out of bounds. It's going to be Tuscola basketball. So 23-18 with 2 minutes, 35 seconds to go till halftime. It's going to be Tuscola basketball. They inbound it, walking it up, trying to get it across half court. Finally do pass into the elbow to, there it is. Chandler says, you might make that back cut one time on us, but I'm going to go cover and you're going to do it again. So she was anticipating that pass and was right there to get it. Lauren Blue inbounds it to Chandler. Chandler walks it up. Looking to run the offense here. Screen by Blue. Chandler dribbles left side. Down in the corner to Marcos. Marcos back to Chandler. Chandler far corner to Blue. Back over to Marcos. Back to Connor at the top of the key. Over to Chandler. Pass inside to Leonard. Leonard finds Marcos. Drives the lane. Misses the layup. And Kylie Leonard goes after the loose ball rebound. Back to Chandler, who now drives the lane. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Tuscola, who comes running back the other way. Schick down the right side. Bounce pass in low. Right idea. She just bounced that off her foot. They could have had an easy layup right there. So it's going to be Pisgah basketball after the turnover.
Number 10, Macy Devlin.
So you got Macy Devlin back in the game. Chandler is going to walk the ball up again. A minute and a half to go. Over to Devlin. Devlin to the corner to Blue. He's going to take another three. No good. Rebounded by Tuscola. Down the right side to Horton, who can't handle the pass, and the ball's going to go out of bounds to Pisgah.
Well, all of a sudden, we've gone really cold.
We sure have. Macy Devlin with the three, no. Chandler finds the rebound, nope. Loose to Tuscola. Out to Wells, all alone. And makes the layup. 23-20. Just like that, the Mountaineers are back in this thing. Marcos with the three. Air ball. Tuscola up with the rebound. Wells alone again. With another layup off the front. No, rebound to Tuscola.
And that's huge. That's Chandler's third foul, Mark.
Yeah, not sure that, I mean, she knocked the ball away, but. Yeah, we've let them back in this thing. Like you said, we went cold shooting there.
Well, we've settled for a lot of threes here in the second quarter.
Tuscola's going to inbound it under their goal. Out front to Schick. Looks like she walked. No call. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Scout Blue over to Devlin. 32 seconds to go till halftime. Devlin is going to pass it out to Molly Watson. Over to Marcos. Marcos back to right to Devlin. Devlin to Marcos. Back to Watson to the corner for Scout Blue, who finds Marcos, who drives the lane. Back to Ballou and turns it over. Here comes Julia Wells back the other way again and makes the layup. So, folks, we have a one-point game here. And there's 3 seconds. Two. Shot is up. No good. So, at the end of the second quarter, halftime here, it's going to be Pisgah 23, Tuscola 22.
And we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have your halftime show. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where it's time for your halftime show. Brought to you from Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. So, Mark, here halftime, your Bears lead 23-22. But that's after getting up 19-7 in the first quarter.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear some of your stats on that first half.
Yeah, the stats are going to be interesting. We've got Macy Devlin with 5 points, Chandler Lowry with 7, Alexis Marcos with 2, Lauren Ballou with 3, Kylie Leonard with 6. Got 3 young ladies. Chandler has 3 rebounds. Bailey Connor has 4. And Kylie Leonard with 3. Other than that, we haven't really hit the boards very well.
Yep.
And what started out really good from a steal aspect, we only ended up with 6 steals in that game.
Yep.
I think we only had 1 in the second quarter. Chandler leads away with 3. Macy with 2. And Alexis with 1. And the thing I also noticed is we didn't score much, so we couldn't have any assists. But 4 points in that second quarter was tough for us.
It really was.
I don't remember a lot of games with us being stuck at 4.
No. And the key stat for me right now is Chandler Lowry with 3 fouls. That concerns me. I know Chandler is used to playing sometimes in foul trouble and can be smart, but it takes away some of that quickness and aggression she likes to play with if she picks up a cheap foul. And again, I've not seen as many fouls called on the floor in a long time of shooters shooting the ball and it's called on the floor. But
yeah, we had several instances we thought that we had an and one, and several other instances we thought that people were going to the free throw line on that we didn't. They called it on the floor.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned earlier, too, you know, we just How many threes did we take in that half? Several.
Yeah, so we were 0-for-8 in the second quarter from the three after going 3-for-5.
Yeah.
The other key stat, we only went to the free throw line twice in that half. We were 2-for-2 from the line, and that was early in the game. That was our third and fourth point on free throws by Chandler early in the game.
Yeah. And I tell you, I'm going to give kudos here to Coach Sutton. After that first quarter, he had a couple of quick timeouts. Remember, he called one 40 seconds into the game. And in just a little bit, they started planting the girl here in the middle, breaking the press, because that was really giving them a lot of trouble. And we were getting points off of that. So he found a way to get us across half court and quit giving up layups. So that was big for them.
Yeah, so folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio. When we come back, we'll have more of your halftime show. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pistons sports.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at halftime of the semifinal game between your Lady Bears and Tuscola Lady Mountaineers here in the Mountain 8 Conference. Your Bears lead 23-22 here in a tightly contested game. This is the type of game Tuscola needs, though. They need a low-scoring game to stay in this, Mark.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about it in keys to the game. You're letting a team like this hang around. They already had, they built up some confidence with us when we played them at Tuscola because they gave us a pretty good game there. But they keep fighting. Every time we put a little space between, they come right back, and then they cut it to one at halftime. You got to know they're in there right now, really thinking they can win this game.
Yeah, we beat them by 15 in that first game, but we got up early, and then they fought the entire rest of the game.
Yep.
And kept it respectable. Got away from them in that second game at Pisgah, where we were ahead by, I think we won by about 35 in that game. But here, it could have gone sideways for Tuscola in the, after that first quarter. And they really fought back, and they're back into this game.
Yeah.
Held us to 4 points in that second quarter, Mark.
Yeah. And then, listen, I got all the confidence in the world in our girls. Am I comfortable right now? I'd be lying to you if I said I was. I just don't like the idea of them hanging around. And we talked about Chandler having the third foul. Chandler is the quarterback of this team, so to speak, if you're and as we go, or she goes, we go. Not saying that we can't win without her, but I'd hate to see her be put on the bench early and not have her out there.
Yeah, and that was the rough thing. 40-something seconds left in the second quarter. She played the entire second quarter without picking up that third foul, and it was underneath the basket on a rebound.
Yep.
And just a tough place for her to pick up that third foul, and puts her definitely and this team in a position where she's got to be real safe in this third quarter.
She does. She really does. And it'll have to change the way she plays just a little bit, because in her mind, she's going to, I can't go for that one steal that I would normally go for, just in case they do call it. So, but I still have faith in our girls, and Coach Holloway, he's in there. Right now, I'm sure we're going to come back out and try to turn the heat up again.
Be interesting what Coach Holloway has to say to these young ladies while they're in the locker room discussing that first half. And then it'd be interesting how he plays the second half. Does he trust Chandler and start her, try to start early?
Right.
Does he sit her early, bring her on a little bit later, and then she's cold coming in and cautious? Be interesting to see how they handle that.
Absolutely. And I tell you, you know, what I would like to see us do, I think the first 2 minutes of this third quarter is going to be crucial. If we were to let them take the lead and continue that confidence, it's going to be a dogfight. But I think if we come out in his first 2 minutes, I would like to see Chandler start the third quarter. Me personally, if I was coaching, and let her, you know, play. If something happens, she did pick it up, then we gave it our best run right there until we can get her back in.
Yes, so folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio for one more message from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have the second half of this semifinal game between your Lady Bears and the Lady Mountaineers of Tuscola. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teens used Honda. That's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Smoky Mountain High for this semifinal game of the Conference 8 Mountain Tournament, where your Lady Bears lead Tuscola 23-22 here at halftime. So a whole lot tighter than most would have expected, Mark, as we get ready to enter into this second half.
Very much so. And you made the observation. Coach Holloway and the girls came back. It was less than a minute to go in the half. Normally not in there that long, so it's going to be interesting to see what kind of adjustments he's made and what they've talked about.
And so it looks like Chandler will start. It will be Chandler, the starting five, Chandler Lowry, Bailey Connor, Macy Devlin, Scout Ballou, and Kylie Leonard. Tuscola will have the ball, Mark, here right in front of us, inbounding.
Yep. And here we go. Third quarter. Schick brings it across half court. Passes right into the corner to Wells. Wells is looking. Back up to the top of the key. Cross court to the left side. Down into the corner. It was a good pass. Wasn't able to hold on to it. Now it's going to be tied up. It's going to be Pisgah ball.
Yeah, good pass. Good deflection by Scout Ballou there.
Right.
And then tied it up on the ground to get the ball back for Pisgah.
So here comes Pisgah with their first opportunity in the third quarter. Chandler to the right side to Devlin. Devlin back to Connor, who dribbles left into the lane to Scout Ballou. Shot doesn't go. Gets her own rebound. Chandler has the ball now on her left side. Over to Devlin for the three-pointer. No good. And Chandler tries to save it, and it's going to be out of bounds to Tuscola. Boy, we're just not shooting the three well at all.
No, we're not.
So here comes Tuscola back now. Brings the ball across half court to the left side to Wells. Wells is trying to find space. Chandler doing a really good job cutting her off. Ball down into the left side. Back to Wells now. It's going to be picked off by Bailey Connor, who goes through the – and she's going to draw the foul. Hopefully they're going to say it's a shooting foul. I'll wait and see here.
I'm going to write these down because I have a feeling there's no way that it can't be one.
Right. So Bailey Connor now is going to go to the line to shoot two.
Messimer Insurance free throws. Messimer Insurance Agency offers insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-309-3029 for a fast quote today.
So Bailey Connor makes the first one. Second free throw is up, and it is good. So it's going to be 25-22, Pisgah. Here comes Tuscola back the other way. Wells down, passes left. They dribble back top of the key, and really nowhere to go there. Wells saves the ball, dribbles baseline. Good pass. Number 21, Forbes, cashes in on the shot from the lane. Here comes Lowry back to Devlin. Pass inside to Leonard to Scout Blue. Kicks it out to Devlin. To the corner to Chandler with the three-pointers up. Off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Devlin. And she's going to walk with it. Okay. Wanted to pass it, changed her mind, and drug her foot. So it's going to be Tuscola basketball now. Come back the other way.
He's hanging on to this one-point lead.
Schick across half court, passes left side. Devlin tries for the steal. Pass to Wells. Drives a floater in the lane, and that's going to go in. Wow. So a running floater falls, and Tuscola now has their first lead, 26-25. Inside to Kylie Leonard, misses the layup. Rebounded by Wells, coming back the other way. Wells is going to try to drive, drives into the, passes it right into Kylie Leonard's hands, who gets it to Chandler. We're coming back the other way. Chandler all the way, and gets mauled, absolutely mauled. And they're going to say it's out of bounds to Pisgah. So, yeah.
That's been the story of this game. Just not getting those calls when we go to the basket. And can't hit the three.
Scout Blue with a three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Chandler Lowry. Back out to Devlin for the three. Good. So Macy Devlin hits a much-needed three for the Lady Bears to put us up 28-26 with 5:20 to go third quarter. Here comes Tuscola. Ball on the left side. Back over to the right. Schick with the ball out front now. Almost steps on the half-court line. Ball to the left side now. Picks up her dribble there. Nowhere to go. Hands the ball off. They're still on the left side over there. Wells cuts to the basket, catches it, and is going to bank the shot in. And we're going to be knotted up at 28. I tell you, Wells has made some shots for them.
Yeah, we're letting her get to that right side, and she's making the little six-footer.
Yeah. So Kylie Leonard now drives the lane. Layup is up and good. Pisgah retakes the lead. Coach Holloway wants to talk things over with a 30-second timeout right there.
And that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So, yeah, that's folks, we're up by two now at that timeout with 4.5 minutes to go. But it seems to be on the Tuscola end. It's the Wells show right now. We got to find some way to stop her.
Yeah, she's passing and cutting, and then we're not moving on the baseline down there and stepping out and contesting that little floater.
Right.
We're extending out the defense, and as soon as we do, she's cutting, and then we're not stepping to the ball.
Yeah.
And giving her a wide-open shot, and to her credit, she's knocking it down right now.
Yeah, she's taking some difficult shots and got the roll. All right, so Tuscola's going inbound it here. Walking the ball up is Schick. Schick is going to pass to the left side to Wells. Wells looking back to Horton at the top of the key, back to the left. Looking inside, drives the lane. Tuscola, layup was up, no good, and they're going to call a foul. Looks like on Devlin.
That's going to send Kendall Williamson to the line for two free throws.
First one is no good. Second one is up and good. It's going to make it 30-29, Pisgah. 4:10 to go, third quarter. Chandler Lowry brings the ball up. Over to Connor. Chandler. Back to Connor. Connor's going to take the three, and it's off. It rebounded by Scout Blue and put back in. Great job by Scout Blue on a backside rebound. Tuscola bringing it back up. Gets across half court, being pressured by Connor. Oop, easy. Great phrase. Thought Chandler's going to get a reach. Driving baseline. No good. Rebounded by Tuscola and put back in. 32-31, Pisgah. Pisgah brings the ball down. Pass into Kylie Leonard. Float goes the lane and hits a shot. Good job, Kylie Leonard. with the shot from the lane. Tuscola pushing the ball back to Horton, who drives in the lane. Back to Wells, who drives baseline. Another floater, no good this time. Rebounded by Devlin, bringing the ball down the right side. Over to Chandler. Chandler with the ball on the right side. Good pass into Leonard and score. Great pass. Kylie Leonard posted up just perfectly, and Chandler threaded it right to her. Tuscola come back now this way. Ball top of the key, looking. And Bailey Connor just takes it away on the floor, takes it away from her.
Yeah, so the Tuscola young lady, number 14, Avery Rotten, really trying to trigger that fourth foul by Chandler. Yeah,
absolutely.
Kind of shoved her down low. Officials missed it. But Bailey up top tying it up.
So Tuscola's going to inbound it after the jump ball here. Pass into Wells, cutting to the goal, and makes the layup. We just don't have an answer for Wells right now. She's Chandler Lowry up top. Dribbling, looking. Passes to the corner. Cross side corner to Bailey Connor, who drives and going to dribble it off of her leg. So it's going to be Tuscola basketball now.
Yeah, that's the dribble penetration. We'd probably prefer the cut and pass at that, because they're sitting in that zone.
So it's 36-33 Pisgah, 2:20 to go, third quarter. Tuscola with the basketball. Pass to the right side, back to the left side to Wells, who double dribbled.
I didn't think they were going to call
it. I didn't think they were either, but she's definitely double dribbled.
She does that quite a bit.
So Pisgah basketball now. Chandler walking it up. Pass over to Devlin. Devlin's going to dribble right. Pass to Marcos. Marcos drive with a shot. Off the back of the rim. No good. Tuscola down with the rebound. What a bad shot. We got the shot we wanted. We just didn't get the fall. Tuscola to Wells. Dribbling. Throws it away in the middle. Stolen by Devlin. Devlin to Chandler. Down the right side. Cross court pass to Connor. Connor drives baseline and lays it in. Great move. 38-33 Pisgah. Tuscola basketball. Come walking it back the other way. Pass into the lane. Over to the corner. To 14, who takes a shot, and it's good. So they answer on this end. 38-35 Pisgah. With 1:15 to go. Third quarter. Chandler to Marcos to the left side. Marcos back to the top to Devlin. Back to the right, left to Bailey Connor, who drives again. Reverse layup, no good. Rebounded by Devlin, and she's going to be fouled on the putback. That was a great drive by Connor. She just couldn't convert on that reverse layup. So that's going to put Macy Devlin on the free throw line for two. With 1:03 to go, third quarter. First shot is up and no good. Bailey's going to have one more shot. This free throw is up and no good as well. Rebounded by Tuscola. Tuscola brings it up. Wells is down. Right side, back to the top. Back to Wells. Into the corner. Tries to throw it in the lane. There's going to be a foul. Who's this? Oh, no, that's going to be on Chandler. Chandler's fourth.
I was just saying, when they subbed in my mind, let her sit down for the last minute of this quarter.
Yep. So Chandler's going to pick up her fourth with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Number 14 is going to hit a shot from the baseline. Molly Watson is going to bring the ball up now for the Bears. Up top the key to Marcos, to the left to Bailey Connor. Back to Watson. Back to Marcos on the right side. Marcos back to the top of the key to Bailey Connor, who drives to the right. Marcos back to back to Molly Watson. Lauren Ballou is going to take a three. No good. Probably not the shot we wanted right there. So it's 38-37 Pisgah with 21 seconds to go in the third quarter, folks. Tuscola has tightened this thing up. Ball to the left side. Stolen by Marcos. She's going to be going in. Got to be a foul right there.
They don't call foul it. From the backside.
Marcos makes the layup as he was pushed from behind. Three-pointer by Tuscola, no good. Rebounded by Wells, doesn't get the shot off. So at the end of the third quarter, it's going to be Pisgah 40, Tuscola 37, Kevin.
So, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio. When we come back, we'll have the fourth quarter of this exciting game between Pisgah and Tuscola. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where your Pisgah Bears take a 40-37 lead here into the fourth quarter against Tuscola in this semifinal matchup.
Hi, I'm David
of the
Messimer,
Mountain
your local AAA
tournament.
All right, so here we go. Start the fourth quarter. Pisgah has the basketball. Bailey Connor has it on the left side into Kylie Leonard. Misses the layup. Rebound by Scout Blue, and it's going to be tied up. And that ball's going to belong to Tuscola. They will inbound it far end of the court. Again, it's 40-37 Pisgah, start of the fourth quarter. Ball into the lane, cutting left side, layup and good. Just like that, it's a one-point game. Devlin brings the ball down. Marcos is going to take the three, and no good. We're taking a lot of threes.
We have taken an awful lot of threes. Settling, and that's kind of been our problem.
Yep. So Tuscola basketball, bring it back up the way with a chance to take the lead. Wells has it, dribbles, drives, no good on the layup. Out to Marcos on the layup for the layup, and good. We need a little more of that right there. Tuscola brings the ball back the other way. Marcos pressuring the ball. Ball is out front, running a little weave here, it looks like. Basketball on the right side, dribbles, left-handed into the lane. Shot is going to go up on top of the backboard.
That should be a dead ball.
It should be. Tuscola, Pisgah comes out with a rebound. Great pass. Oh, a little high pass, but right idea. Yeah, I don't have no idea.
The shot, it hit the top of the backboard. And they did not call it dead.
Yep.
So Macy with the rebound and the outlet pass.
So Tuscola ball now coming back. Marcos with the pressure. Stolen by Betty Connor. Breakaway layup. She's going to be fouled by Wells. So Betty Connor now will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Messimer Insurance Free Throws. Messimer Insurance Agency offers insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Bailey lines up for her first free throw. It's going to be good. Every free throw is important from here on out now. Second free throw is up and good. Pisgah takes the lead 44-39. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Wells brings the ball down. Stolen by Macy Devlin, who's going to have another layup maybe here. Yes, finishes. 46-39. Pisgah applying the pressure again in the half court right here. Wells with the ball trying to go lane. It's cut off. Ball is out front. And Tuscola's going to call a timeout. Had nowhere to go with that pass.
That timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle, one of our friendly staff, at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So we went down one there just a minute ago. Now we're back up seven.
It's a good little run here in the first 2 minutes, Mark, of the fourth period.
We need a lot more of that pressure and a lot more layup drills we're running right now.
Yeah, and that's the difference right now. We've picked it up defensively rather than being on our heels defensively and allowing them to attack the basket.
Right. So 6 minutes to go. When does Coach Lowry bring number 11 back in?
I think you got about another minute. Get to the five-minute mark.
Okay.
And then bring her back in. And right now, we're playing well.
Yep.
So we've been able to stretch the lead with her over on the bench. But I think you can try to get to the five-minute mark and then bring her in.
I like it. Yeah, and any lead you can build while she's sitting over there is just gravy. Again, Bailey Connor and Marcos are putting a lot of pressure out for, and Macy Devlin. Those girls pressure the ball well. And it's obvious on this end, they're wanting to get the ball into Wells' hands and have cutters. We've done a good job of taking it away from
him. If you take Wells' right hand away,
yes,
it makes it very difficult on her.
All right, so Tuscola inbounds the ball, and Wells has the ball up front, passes it into the elbow, and she cuts, takes the handoff, and is going to make the shot as it rolls in. Pisgah brings it back the other way. Over to Connor on the left wing. Back over, and we're going to turn it over. High pass to Devlin. Couldn't handle it. So it's going to be Tuscola the ball. Tuscola inbounds it. Wells bringing across half court. Into the elbow again. Tried to hand it off that time. Not this time. She's going to drive. Ball is on the right side. Baseline.
Another one hit the top of the backboard.
Kylie Leonard away with the rebound. Tries to make the long pass. Does to Marcos. Oh, no good. Rebound by Leonard. Rebound. Wow, we had two chances out there. Just couldn't cash in. Tuscola comes away with the rebound. Wells is going to drive her outside, and she's going to draw the foul.
Yeah, there she goes, getting to the right side again. You just have to take her right hand away.
Yep. So Julia Wells will go to the line, shooting two for Tuscola. The score is 46-41, Pisgah. 5:07 to go in the game. First free throw is no good.
Here at 5:07, we do get Chandler into the game.
Good call. Yep.
Try to shrink this lead of ours.
No shot up by Wells is no good. Free throw rebounded by Leonard. Gets it to Chandler in the middle of the floor. Chandler backs it out wisely. Sets up the offense. Dribble left. Nope. Over to Marcos on the left. Back over to Devlin at the top. Devlin baseline to Scout Blue. And Scout can't convert. Gets her own rebound and converts that time. So great job. Great find on the baseline. Extends it to seven. Great pass by Tuscola, and they missed the layup. Chandler with the rebound coming back the other way. She drives, kicks it out to Macy. Macy drives baseline, and she's going to walk.
Now that's where Chandler drove in, kicked it to Macy, and then Macy drove back into traffic. Just let that three go.
Yep.
That's the three we want, is the catch and three. We shot a lot of them, but that one was the one we want.
Here's Wells shooting from the elbow, air ball. It's going to go out of bounds to Pisgah.
Pisgah with a 7-point lead here, folks, with 4:18 left in the fourth period.
Devlin's going to inbounds it to Lowry. Chandler walking it up, letting some of those seconds click off of that clock. Pass to the left, corner to Marcos. Marcos is looking, tries to, going to get a foul there. Yeah. Oh, offensive foul.
Wow.
On who?
That was definitely on Tuscola. The official must have gotten mixed up who was on offense and who was on defense.
He 100% signaled, yeah, and Tuscola coaches question. I'd be questioning too because he 100% signaled offensive foul.
She shoved her in the back. I do know that.
Right.
I saw that.
Macy Devlin with a three-pointer. No good. Rebounded. Bounces out. Devlin picks it up. Back to Chandler. Chandler's going to set it up. She's looking. Pass to the left side to Connor. Good pass to Blue, who got fouled and no call.
Wow.
All right. They're going to let him play, it looks like. So Tuscola bring the ball back down the other way.
The Pisgah fans will say they let him play, but they're not letting Chandler play.
Right. Leonard with the rebound. Kicks it out to Blue on the break. Goes up. Oh! Misses the layup, but draws the foul. Almost with the and-one there.
That's been the problem tonight is the inconsistency of the calls.
For sure. So Scout Blue is going to go to the line to shoot two. First shot is up and no good. We really could use these free throws down the stretch.
Yes, we're maintaining this 7-point lead here, but certainly want to make our free throws down the stretch.
Yep.
And with that, Coach Sutton is going to call another timeout on the court, sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, Mark, here are 3:33 left here in the fourth. Pisgah's been able to stretch this lead out to a 7-point lead, mainly because the defensive pressure's gotten much, much better.
It has. And you've noticed two or three times and mentioned there, too, we are letting Wells get to the right side over here. If we can start forcing her left and go left instead of right, it's going to help us. But anytime we get the ball now, I'm not going to be upset if we don't shoot it for a bit, unless we just get an open shot.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's run that clock as much as we can. Because, again, they're sitting over there and they're thinking, we're only down 7, 3 minutes to go in this game, 3.5 minutes to go. We got a shot, you know. Okay.
And here in the fourth quarter, folks, Tuscola has 3 fouls. Pisgah has 1. So far, so Pisgah will go to the line, not on the next foul, Mark, but on the second foul from this point.
Right. All right, so Scout's coming back to take her second free throw. Shot is up, and no good, off the back iron. Kylie Leonard keeps it alive. And it's going to go out of bounds on Tuscola, so it's going to be Pisgah ball.
Yeah, good battle there. Good job by Kylie. You know, Chandler couldn't really battle.
Right.
And Kylie came from the other side and really battled for that rebound.
So Pisgah's got the ball out front now. Chandler, top of the key, looking to the right side. Passes to Devlin. Devlin down into the corner to Connor. Connor drives and scores. Great layup. We needed that one. Tuscola coming back the other way now. They're up. This is up 50-41 now. Tuscola ball on the left side to Wells. Wells is going to take a three-pointer. It's no good long. Rebound by Scout Blue out to Chandler. Chandler pushing it down the floor. Kicks it back out to Devlin. To Leonard at the top of the key. Down low to Chandler. Good decision by Chandler. She walks it back out. Nothing wrong with that at all. Run that clock. Chandler drives right side. Kicks it over to the left to Connor. Back to Devlin. Back over to Chandler. And Chandler's going to walk it back out. In no hurry here. Chandler's going to throw cross court to Devlin. Devlin, Coach Oliver's going to take a timeout now to talk about this. So it's 50-41 with 2:25 to go in the game.
And that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So I'm sure Coach Holloway wants to talk about making sure you make yourself available as they try to trap us there. Good job by Chandler. Had an open attempt at the basket.
Yep.
decided to bring it out instead of going up against one of their young ladies underneath the basket here with a 9-point lead.
Yep.
And then we dribbled it out here. You know, we don't have a lot of problems. I'm going to knock on wood a little bit.
Right.
Of handling the ball. But they're going to come pressure it quick, so we need to make sure we take care of it, make them foul us, and send us to the free throw line.
Yeah, they got no choice but to come after it now. So, all right, so Pistons going to inbound the ball here right in front of us at the table. Inbounds it in the backcourt to Chandler. Chandler dribbles down the right side. And it's apparent. There we go. Chandler's going to pick up the foul on Schick.
It was a very physical foul.
It was. So the next foul, we're going to be in the shooting free throws. Connor again throws it inbounds to Chandler on the floor. We got. Here comes Connor down the right side as Devlin saved it. Back out to Devlin, over to Chandler, keep it in her hands.
Chandler got knocked to the floor.
She did. Pizza saves it, gets it back across half court. Ball is in Bailey Connor's hands. Tuscola trying to trap on every play, and they had Chandler trapped, but they also fouled her a couple of times.
Yeah, they knocked her across half court, and they're being very physical everywhere on the court here, and they're not going to send us to the line, it doesn't look like it. Can hear the Pisgah faithful behind us, not real happy with the physicality that they're allowing to happen right now.
Well, and that's an advantage to them if we're going to let them play that aggressive and not call the foul because... Yeah. You know, I mean, they can create a turtle without sending us to the line.
Yeah, and that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle, the one of our friendly staff, at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. And I'm watching the officials talk about it. They're talking about because it was at half court where she was trapped, they weren't going to call the foul. But when they get knocked to the other side of the court and have to throw it, off balance,
yes,
typically is a foul.
Most definitely. So to reset it for you here, it's 50-41 Pisgah, 1:48 to go. We are, Tuscola has 14 fouls, we have one team foul. So the next foul on Tuscola will put us on the line. Pisgah inbounds it on the far side into Devlin. Devlin's dribbling around up top. She's looking, almost stolen. It's going to be tied up here, and it's going to stay Pisgah basketball. Almost a turnover right there.
Well, we need to get the ball in Chandler's hands here.
Definitely. They're trying to deny her the ball right there. Good job of her getting open. Chandler brings it across half court, over to Scout. Scout back to Macy at the top of the key. Macy's looking around. Backdoor cut by Scout. About turned it over. Good pass.
Nice.
Kylie Leonard got open on the backside there for a layup. 52-41 Pisgah. Wells is pushing it, driving the lane, and she's going to be fouled.
If you can hear the Pisgah faithful above, they call that foul.
Right. So Julia Wells is going to draw the foul and go to the line, shoot two. And first one is no good. 1:18 to go here. Got a block out. Huge rebound. And that one rolls in, so she makes one of two. And Tuscola's going to call a timeout. Cam?
And that timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, Mark, with 1:18 left here, Bears have stretched it out to a 52-42 lead. What's your message from Coach Holloway to our young ladies in that huddle?
Right now, girls, they're coming at you. They're going to be trapping very aggressively. Let's keep it in the hands of our free throw shooters. Preferably, if we can keep it in Chandler's hands out front, our free throw shooters, let's do that. If not, if they leave backside open just like they did to Kylie, let's take our layup.
That's right. I think that's exactly what they're saying. Drawing something up to get it into our free throw shooters' hands. I'm sure Coach Sutton at this point, instead of just playing, is going to have to foul if they don't get the steal immediately.
Yes. And I know I sound like a broken record, but you know what I'm going to mention here? We've got to hit our free throws down the stretch.
Got to hit them.
All right, so Pizz is going inbounds it. Got the full length of the court to go. Into Chandler. Ball is stolen. And a layup by Tuscola to cut it to 8. So back into Pisgah. Macy Devlin's bringing it up. Back to Chandler. Chandler on the left side, or right side. She tries to dribble. She's dribbling left now. Over to Macy. Macy, errant pass and turned it over again. And good defense by Bailey Connor. And I think they're going to get Bailey for a foul there. He got a little physical on the floor between Wells and Connor. All right. All fans on both sides is getting a little heated up. 51.6 seconds to go. Tuscola inbounds under their own basket. Inbounds into the lane. Drive. Layup is good. So they've cut it to 6 now with 42 seconds to go. Pisgah brings it up. Bailey Connor on the right side. Dribble down. Pass into the corner. The scout. Scout back out to Chandler. Chandler's top of the key, and she's going to be fouled. So she's going to go to the line with 30.1 seconds to go to shoot 2. So, Kevin, 2 turnovers right there in a row, and we went up 11 to only up 6 now.
Yeah, got to hit these free throws, run this back out.
Atta girl. Chandler gets the first one. Makes your lead 7 now. Chandler's second free throw is up. And off the backside, rebounded by Tuscola. Tuscola pushing it down into the corner. Could have been a turnover, and it fell right in Tuscola's hands. They got their own rebound twice, and now they're going to draw a foul. So, Dalton's going to have the turnover there. It kept falling into their hands.
It should have been a turnover, and we just did not react. They got it, and then they got 2 rebounds back behind that.
So Horton is going to go to the line for Tuscola to shoot 2. And she misses her first one. The score is 53-46. Pisgah with 16.6 seconds to go. 1 free throw left for Horton here. Shot is up. And no good. Rebounded by Bailey Connor. Bailey brings it down the left side. That clock is running. Clock is running. Knocked out of bounds by Tuscola, so it's going to remain Pisgah basketball. Surprised they didn't get a foul there.
Looks like Coach Sutton is going to let this clock run out if he can.
Ball is into Macy Devlin. Clock is running. And that's going to wind it down. 5 seconds to go. Tuscola elected not to foul. And your Pisgah girls are going to advance to the championship game tomorrow night.
Back to the studio for a message from our sponsors, and when we come back, we'll have your A1 Stores player of the game. You listen to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Ken Wilson Ford.
To 46 win over the Tuscola Mountaineers here tonight. So, Mark, it's time for our A1 Storage Player of the Game.
Okay. A1 Storage Player of the Game award tonight. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Pisgah player goes to Kylie Leonard. If you're looking for a safe place to store items from wandering eyes with 24/7 access, call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. So, Kylie Leonard, we had several, Kevin, that you could have went to. Kylie, I think you said, had 14.7 rebounds. Probably down there a while ago when we need a bucket. She got loose on the block and got a big layup for us. So, man, what a great win by our girls. I was afraid of this coming into this game. You keep letting the team hang around like they have. But and I also want to give a shout-out to my friend over there, Heath Sutton, on what an outstanding job he's done with these Tuscola girls this year, because they've not had a great season last year. He's got 8 players, and they just keep improving every time I see him. So I know he wears the black and gold, but he's a buddy of mine, and I just want to give him a shout-out.
Yeah, so he's done a great job with them. Pretty even across the board for our ladies tonight. Kylie Leonard did get that player of the game with 14.7 rebounds. We had Macy Devlin. Three rebounds. He led us in rebounding with 8 rebounds tonight.
Right.
So great job by her there. We had Alexis Marcos that chipped in 6. Lauren Ballou with 3. And that about wraps it up for us. We were 7 of 11 from the free throw line.
Not bad.
So not bad. Here's the one stat we're going to want to improve on. We took 21 threes tonight. And we were 4 of 21 from the floor from the 3.
And a lot of those, I hate to say this, not Kevin, but a lot of those weren't close either.
Yeah, they were not. It's just an off-shooting night for us, certainly. And then the more we pressed in, slowed that game down, we took some shots from the outside and continued to take them and just did not make them.
Yeah, and kudos to a couple more girls. I mean, Chandler went out with the 4 fouls. She came back in at the 5-minute mark, was able to finish out and still be on the floor for us. And also, for me, a girl that stands out when I'm watching the flow of the game play is Marcos. She just she brings an energy to the game and changes the flow of the game. I like it when she's on the floor.
Yeah, she plays fast for us, brings us a lot of defensive energy, and really runs the floor well. So she's a big asset for our team this year, and will be a big asset for our team next year as well if she comes back.
Absolutely.
All right, so folks, we're going to send it back to the studio for one more message from our sponsors. When we get back, we'll have our closing comments. And you're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box at the Mountain 8 Conference Tournament, where your Lady Bears just advanced to the finals with a win over Tuscola here tonight. I think the score was 53-46, Mark.
Yes.
We're interchanging. We've got Smokey and Franklin coming on next. Folks, if you're listening tonight, come back tonight at 8:30. We've got our boys in a semifinal match as well against East Henderson, trying to make it a full sweep. Both our JV teams are playing in the finals at 4 and 5:30 on Thursday night, with our young ladies, varsity young ladies, following that up at 7. Hopefully our boys can make a clean sweep, but join us tonight, 8:30, for that game. Mark, any final thoughts?
Nope, just hey, good win. I'm glad to get out of here with that win, because it could have easily went the other way there for a little bit. So we'll survive and move on.
Yeah, so folks, like to send a shout out to Mike Lovelace down there at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina tonight, eating Angelo's steaks. Think of me while you're eating that steak and those crab legs last night, Mike.
That's a tough one. I guess somebody has to do it, you know.
Somebody has to do it.
Yep.
But he'll be back with us, folks, on Thursday night as well for those finals. So, Mark, we'll be back here in about 3 hours, right?
Yeah, about 3 hours.
So, folks, with that, we're going to wrap it up. We appreciate you listening and hope you join us again here in 3 hours at 8:30 for the boys' game. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.